All right, nice to have you back with us. Of course, as I always say, Bridge Bank, boy, whatever your banking needs are in these difficult times, Bridge Bank is like a beacon in the fog or that oasis in the desert. Chito Cordova and Anthony Garcia, all the Mike Letterman and Fred Voss and all the people at Bridge Bank, couldn't be better. Their branches, San Francisco, San Jose, and Oakland, where I bank. Absolutely check them out. Bridge Bank, member of the FDIC, Western Alliance Bank family. All right, I think I said Jesse Garcia, hopefully down in San Jose, the former baseball player from Bellarmine. Joining us now, and he is going to have a good day today. I know that. He's excited about tonight, his first post-game show, and always glad to get his opinions on baseball. And we welcome in Bill Lasky. Bill, how are you?
I'm doing good, Marty. Happy opening day for us today. Our first shows for the new year. And
really?
We need a win today, Marty. Those first two games, let's just forget about them.
Well, you know, it's funny. When you'll see with the calls, sometimes when you get a win, you get more calls than when you get a loss. You know, so it's going to be interesting to see. And I'm glad to call in tonight and give you my perspective on the game at some point. But I wish you a lot of luck tonight, and it's going to be a lot of fun following you. And I know your analysis of the game is right on. Yesterday with Larry, listening to that before I came on, you've really nailed down the first game, and now we have a second game of the Giants. So let's talk a little pitching for our audience. Cueto and Tyler Anderson, what did you see?
Well, of course, Johnny Cueto, I was very excited to see him, you know, coming after a Tommy John surgery and had a little layoff last year, but I thought he threw very well. One of the things that I talked to Larry about was first pitch strikes, and as a pitcher, I like to analyze a lot of things, and for me, he only threw four first pitch strikes out of 18 hitters, and he got away with it. He got behind a lot of counts, but he came back. You know, the inning when they got a couple hits off him, they had two outs, and then Seager hits the ball to left center for a double, and the next two hits were, one was off the hands and one was off the edge of the bat, and I think that's what he was a little upset about when at the end of the game saying I wanted to go a third time around, because really no one hit him that hard, a couple deep fly balls. But at the same time, he kept him off balance, and that's Johnny Cueto to the T, from his motion, his shimmy shake, and all the other things he throws, but had a real good changeup. The ball was dropping, and he spotted the ball well. So when you look at Johnny Cueto, I thought he threw well. The one walk didn't hurt him at all. And then you go to the second game when you took a Tyler Anderson, and he just didn't throw the ball well at all. Walking a couple of guys after he gives up a home run, he just didn't have any rhythm. And of course, you know, his knee injury, he was out pretty much a whole year. So those were things that just I didn't understand the start. I didn't understand that thought pattern. I would have rather had him come in later in the game for an inning than rather to start a game. Yesterday, you know, just dissecting into that game, you can't win with eight walks. You can't win giving up 13 hits. And then you add the fuel to the fire with the four physical errors, and it was a disaster. I was listening to you earlier. I'm the same way with you, Marty. This offense just didn't generate anything the first two games. And after the fifth inning, both games, it was just silent. It was just nothing even hit hard, a lot of strikeouts. So let's hope today with a rejuvenated right-handed lineup, hopefully we see that. They have a little more spark, a little more fire in them.
You know, it's interesting. Bill Lasky with us, and of course we can hear Bill tonight after the game. You're a pitcher. You're a major league pitcher, and you had a lot of success in the major leagues with the Giants. Here's Logan Webb. He pitches today. His name wasn't even mentioned the last three or four days, and Anderson came out of nowhere yesterday. You know, I love baseball, but there's some times when I think people try to reinvent the game and say, hey, I'm the smartest guy in the room. I'm going to do it this way. I think they're messing around with the pitching too much. I really do. All over baseball, pitchers are going 70, 80 pitches. You had a complete game yesterday. Why can't the Giants build up their pitchers to pitch like that? What's the problem?
I'm right there with you, Marty, but I wish they would just start a rotation so we could see the rotation and not waiting till the last second. And I don't see an advantage of that at all. You know, let these people see the rotation. Let everybody start understanding who's going to be starting every day. TBA isn't happening, you know, to be announced. And those are the things that I just question right off the bat. As a pitcher, I want to know, what's my role? What am I going to do? You know, I listened to you guys, you and Larry talked to Jeremy Affeldt yesterday, yeah. And he said the same thing. I'd like to know what my role is. Where am I going to fit in as bullpen? Am I going to be in the fifth inning, fourth inning, seventh inning? It's a mental thing. It's a mental preparation. And that's what they're not giving these guys. Now, again, we don't know what's going on in that clubhouse. Maybe they are telling them. We're not. We're on the outside. So all we're doing is figuring out why we're not understanding who's pitching, when they're pitching, what's the rotation. Because you and I and Ron talked about Smiley and Gausman in the rotation, and both these guys comes out of the bullpen. I shook my head when I first saw Smiley come in, and I was like, what's this about? Maybe he's just going one inning and he'll pitch the fifth game. But who knows if he's going to come in after Webb today. We don't know the scenario of the bullpen as well as the starting pitching. And we talk about Logan Webb. Logan Webb threw very good at the end of last year. You had mentioned it about that Dodger game. He did throw well the last game, and he only really had one bad outing. I was looking at his stats yesterday from what he did, and the one bad game was in St. Louis. He only went 2 2/3, but if you wipe that game out, he did very well in his rookie year.
Well, Bill, what is his strength? You know, I know there's a good fastball. What does he need to get the lefties? You know, he's got to deal with Muncy and Bellinger and Seager. What does he need to get these guys out?
I think he's got to use off-speed. He's got to keep these guys off balance. You see how they're keeping Bellinger off balance, a lot of off-speed, a lot of breaking balls out of the zone. I like how they're pitching to him, but Muncy, boy, he's just hot. And then you got Betts up front. It's just a tough lineup, and you can't make mistakes. And the physical mistakes behind him only makes it worse. And then you had the mental mistakes in the first game. When you add both of those up, it's hard for a pitcher to try to get into a rhythm when you're looking for outs and nothing happens behind you. So I'm looking for Logan Webb. Quick innings, if he can get in and out quicker, get some quick outs so he doesn't get in deep counts, because all good hitters want you to get in that deep count because they're waiting for the number one, the fastball. And if he can start throwing more breaking balls in the beginning, trying to get some easy outs, I think that'll mentally relax him. Because there's no doubt Logan Webb's going to be nervous today. Everything happens like that. You're 0-2. You want to be the stopper for the team. You got the start. You want to be that guy right off the bat. And I'm hoping he is. And I think all Giant fans would like to see a competitive game today and not these two games that we saw blowouts.
Yeah, boy, 17-2 in the first two games. Giants 0-2, and the beauty. But look, isn't it funny, though, the beauty of the season? Here we are. We got a pregame on Saturday. We've got you coming up tonight. We've got me back again tomorrow, 3 o'clock, with a pregame, and you with a postgame. I love this season. I love this story. I love the soap opera part of the story. And we've got it. We've got it back finally. Boy, it's been a long time, hasn't it?
It sure has, and it's just enjoying watching the games. I was watching that A's game last night with the extra inning, and Olson hits the grand slam. Didn't even see the ball. I mean, the camera didn't even know where the ball was until it landed. But it was just exciting. It was good baseball between both those games, and Hendricks throwing a complete game. I shook my head when I watched that one and watched the end of it. I was like, he threw a complete game opening day. So things are happening. We got some great pitching matchups. You talked about it. Some great new players and new uniform, Moustakas, Bumgarner. I love that. I love the game of baseball. And as my first manager used to say, Frank Robinson, forget about today or forget about yesterday. Think about today. It's a new day. And that's what the Giants have to do. The sun came up. It's a new day. Let's get a win. And that's all that matters.
Yeah, that's the way I feel about it. Every day is going to be another story. Boy, you mentioned a couple of things there. I want to get your thoughts on it. I did not see the end of the A's game last night. Tell us about, you know, extra innings, 3-3, runner on second. Nobody bunts here. And the runner on Ohtani got thrown out at third, and then the A's came up and made something happen. Take me through that extra inning.
Well, the biggest thing is Ohtani forgot he was supposed to run. He was in the dugout, and he had his jacket on, and then they kind of pushed him like, hey, you got to run. You made the last out. And sure enough, you know, he got out there, and the ball was hit to the first baseman. And, Olson throws to Chapman, and Chapman picks it out of the dirt, and they get him in a rundown. And really, They had a couple opportunities there, but nothing happened. And then the ace came in and ended up loading the bases, and they brought the lefty in. And sure enough, first pitch, Olsen just hit the ball out of the ballpark. And, you know, what surprised me is, you know, the dancing at home plate. Everybody was jumping on each other, no mask on, and I was kind of surprised that that celebration happened. But, you know, things are going to happen. Players are going to do what they want to do. And that was about the only thing that kind of surprised me, you know, in the walk-off home run, water being thrown at them, and just like normal. And but it was exciting. It was an exciting game, and that's what baseball brings to me and you and the fans, is the excitement of watching a game and things like that happen. That's the beauty of baseball. That's why you and I love the game, and fans love the game. And to turn it around, let's forget about these two losses. They were ugly losses after they played two very good games against the A's. And I want to see Austin Slater in there. Austin Slater had a real good first game against the A's, and we haven't seen him since. Ruff, I like Ruff. I hope he commends that home run power and does well. But, you know, today's matchup, Marty, with Alex Wood, Alex Wood's changed around a little bit. He was hurt last year with the Reds, never really got on track. And then this winter, he started working out really, you know, some new stuff with drive line and all of the analytics. And he's learned a little bit about throwing the ball harder. He's not really that breaking ball pitcher like we wanted. So I'm really anxious to see this new guy. He's supposed to be in great shape. And, of course, he pitched with the Dodgers a few years ago and did really well. And then he signed with the Reds as a free agent but didn't do anything. And now he's back with the Dodgers. And Dave Roberts is commending him as he could be the breakout guy. He could be the comeback guy. That's how great shape he is. So I'm looking to see the new generated Alex Wood. He's supposed to be throwing the ball in the mid-90s. So it's going to be a little, you know, different watching Alex Wood. As we all know, he was a big breaking ball kind of guy, off speed, and seeing if the Giants can get some early runs. I like your analysis of get some early runs, get this team relaxed a little bit instead of being in a hole all the time. And it's so much easier when you take a deep breath with a little lead and you relax in that dugout rather than being at that top step, cringing the next at bat. Is it going to happen? What are we going to do? And that's how it's been. That's how I feel. I feel it watching the game. I feel the coaches, you know, they're all in there mingling, and it's a nervous trait to me watching this team right now.
Yeah, they don't have the identity yet, and they're trying to reinvent the wheel. They are doing it, and it's they don't have all the players that they need. A couple of the veterans are out, and that's what's going on. You know, Alex Wood used to be a strikeout guy. He would get in that with that Jose Fernandez with the Marlins, and they would each strikeout like 12 to 14 or something like that. And then when he came over to the Dodgers, somehow changed a little bit. So you think he's back to being the old Alex Wood again?
Well, that's all the reports are saying, that he's throwing a ball in the mid-90s with that big breaking ball he has. And Dave Roberts is saying, hey, this guy could be the comeback player of the year. And we're going to find out today, you know, nationally televised game again, and we're going to see what he commands. But I just believe that they can get to him in that first inning to get a little start, get a little a momentum in that first inning. And they did it a little bit, but, you know, it didn't happen the first game. They had a couple people on, didn't happen, and then they're getting attacks in the beginning of the game, but it seems like in the fifth inning on, there's just nothing there. It's just, you know, 1-2-3 innings, or they get a hit and a double play. They just have no momentum in that offense after the fifth inning in both these games. And I would like to see a little bit more, you know, guys on base, moving them over. We always talk about that. And just score some runs. That's what we'd love to see, not just Jalen Davis hitting a home run. That's not going to do it. Especially with the Dodger team that can score a run almost in every inning like they did yesterday.
Yeah, right. It's been an eye-opener the first couple of games. But then things even out. You know, you get San Diego and Texas, and maybe the Giants, they're at home for whatever that means. You know, maybe a little bit easier than being on the road, obviously. Now being on the road is really a challenge. So, I'm keeping an open mind. It's just the concept of reinventing the wheel. And that's what gets me. Because I asked Farhan the question about the secrecy, and he said, no, well, and Kapler said the same thing publicly. Well, we wait to see what this game does and who we have to use in this game. then we figure out who should pitch the next game. I think that's crazy.
I do too. It's not preparing your team. It may be preparing your staff or your baseball operations, but you know, you got a rotation that wants to know, when am I pitching? When am I going to prepare for? And all the physical and mental approach that you do for your body, physically getting ready for that start, mentally approach it. And I'm going to go back to, what's my role in that bullpen? You know, Tyler Rogers coming in the fifth or sixth inning, I thought he was a closer, and then he starts the game in Oakland. It's just too confusing for me as an ex-pitcher, and watching what Bruce Bochy did with his bullpen, where every guy knew what role they had. And it does mentally get you prepared for that part of the game. And it does. It gets you psyched up. It gets you motivated. And you're watching the score, wanting to get in a game, where in the other role, you're waiting to hear the phone ring, and you're waiting to hear your name. And then all of a sudden, the anxiety comes in, and you're anxious, and you start throwing harder. And things like that happen. And what? Sometimes a pitching coach needs to go in and say, my guys need to be prepared a little bit more than when the phone rings are in. Mental approach is big in this game, Marty. You and I talk about it a lot, and to be mentally prepared means so much for a pitching staff. And again, we haven't seen some of the live arms down there at the end of the game, and hopefully we will see some changes today. And I'd love to see a win on my first post game tonight, Marty.
Good luck. The weekends were rough for me. You know, their record on the weekend was not great. But, a win would be nice for you. You know, maybe I used a strong word, crazy. Maybe it's not crazy. Maybe just it's ineffective. But I still feel, I tell you this honestly, and again, it comes down to the offense. You're right. We've clearly analyzed that. You give them a lead in the seventh inning, I think they have the arms that could finish it. I really do.
Yeah, I think they need to just generate something. They need to generate some offense. And you know what? It's going to be a battle. We know it. It's a 60-game season. We all know that. But to generate an offense is what we're looking for. Hopefully, Slater did so well in that first game against Oakland, and he hasn't even got a pinch hit. And that's what I was shaking my head. Why aren't these guys getting a pinch hit at least to get an at-bat in? You know, Ruff hasn't. Slater hasn't. You know, Solano got one pitch and he swung at it. So those are the things that I look at from a guy on the bench going, why aren't all these guys getting an opportunity, especially in a game 9-1 and you're still throwing some of these guys up that haven't even got a hit in two games. So these are challenges. We all know it. You know, we're not in the dugout. We're not in the baseball operations meetings. We're here just to comment on what we see. And right now, you and I and a few other people in the media are confused about some of the transactions they're doing, some of the things they're doing on and off the field, why guys are in Sacramento and why guys aren't up here. So we'll just have to watch and see. And that's the beauty of baseball. Every day is different. Every day is going to have a new lineup. Every day is going to be a new starting pitcher. So let's hope for the best today. And the sun's out. Like you said, it's a beautiful day in
Isn't
Northern
it
California.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
Let's try to get a win today.
All right. Very good. Lunch at Original Joe's outside North Beach. You can do it. They have the tables out there. Yeah, it's a beautiful day. It really is. Hey,
be able to do that now, Marty. You're going to be able to go there in the afternoon and watch the game and take the post game off now that you got the pregame only.
Bill, I've thought this through, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. Believe me. You know, it's funny. When I made the decision last August and September to do this, I'm so glad you're doing it. You'll do a great job. You know, the idea was to be at the game and watch the game, you know, sit in the
right
stands and go to the suites, you know, like you do and, you know, move uh-huh around and all that stuff. And it turned out I'm doing more work now, not having the post game and not having any games. So it's I'm looking forward to it. I really am. And watch the game and, you know, relax and then listen to you. So I'm very appreciative you'll be there. Hey, give your website a plug because it's really outstanding, and I know it's just getting off the ground, but you've done a nice job with it.
Yeah, a bunch of guys, ex-pros, Joe Youngblood, Mark Davis, Brian Harper, myself, Gary Davenport, Eric Ortega, who is one of the trainers for the Giants, put a company together called Big League Coaching. And what we've done is we've pretty much divided everything up into different segments of the game, from outfield, infield, hitting, drills, pitching, grips, and really diagnosed it from a big league coaching thought pattern. All these guys have been in the minor leagues and the big leagues coaching, and it's bigleaguecoaching.pro. It's a great website, looking to get some people added on. We threw an introductory offer there, and we've had a few people sign up, and we're looking for more. And once it gets rolling, I think people are going to see how much energy and thought pattern these guys have put together, PowerPoints. And Brian Harper's talking about different drills. We video all of them, and we have a host in each one to keep it going. They're 45-minute to an hour videos, and they're great instructional and teaching videos. And that's one of the biggest things that we all wanted to do. We wanted to get different points, different drills, different thought patterns. And it's good for coaches, too. We do a lot of different things for coaches on drills that they can increase pitching, hitting, fielding, running. And these guys are good teachers. And that's one thing. When I sat down at a round table back in February and March, I was like, this is unbelievable. And Eric Ortega does a lot of different things for injury prevention, talking about if you have an injury in your hip or your knee or your arm or your shoulder. And he just shows you different exercises and literally explains, if this is something your kid has, then you need to take a look at that. So good stuff. I appreciate you mentioning that. And go to the website, bigleaguecoaching.pro. And we got a lot of things set up there, and hopefully people enjoy what we've done.
Well, great. Well, have a great day, and I'm sure we'll connect as the game progresses today. And who knows what will happen? We'll see.
I'm looking forward to having you on tonight with me, Marty, and we'll diagnose a little of the game between you and me and the post game. And I'm excited to fill in, and I'm excited to get this started in my new career here on KNBR, doing the post games on weekends. And excited to always talk to you. We did a great job, both you, me, and Ron did, through the pandemic time, and now baseball's live. But those shows were really fun. Ron, you and I had some great conversations, and I think a lot of the fans enjoyed the time that you put all those shows on. And, again, thank you for putting those shows on, not just for me, for a lot of the baseball fans that are out there listening.
Well, I appreciate it. And, by the way, Larry Kruger has tweeted out, Dodgers are minus 400 favorite today over the Giants. I don't think I've ever, in all my years, I don't think I've ever seen a number quite that high.
It's amazing. They got a good team. There's no doubt about it. And we haven't even seen their bench yet. We've seen all their starters, and they got some young talent coming off that bench. So it's going to be an interesting season. And like we said, only two games done, so one win. You never know what happens after you get that first win. A little momentum helps.
You got it.
And let's hope they do it today.
That's a story of baseball. Thanks, Bill. Talk to you later today. Thank you.
Marty, I'll talk to you tonight. Thank you.
Okay. That is Bill Lasky, who handled the post-game show tonight.